all know Patrick Lyon again, but just same.
Superstition, probably no.
Right.
He's fine. Yeah.
I know you've been asked a lot about Dustin Byfuglien this series, but maybe one area that we haven't talked too much about is the fact he is the lone Stanley Cup winner in your room. How much of that experience that does he share with the room sort of bleeds into the room? And
yeah, I don't know. I'm not in there enough to tell you the day-to-day conversations. It's more Cup winner or not. His personality is important in our room, right? We've got three captains, and they're all completely different personalities. Dustin has, and you've seen it, 8 minutes left to go on a very tight hockey game. The camera will be on his face, and he's laughing. And so he has a, I don't know if joy is the right word, he just likes playing hockey games. And that you can feel. He's not walking out in the ice tight. He's not nervous. He's excited. So that's an important part of his personality that he brings to our room.
I know, looking at some of the advanced numbers from the other night, that Hayes-Perreault-Rossovic line was a pretty dominating trio. When you put them together, was it with the idea of maybe creating a more powerful dynamic in the bottom six?
No, I mean, I didn't start there. I started with another idea of a line that I wanted to get back together, and that was Adam Lowry's line. And then the pieces fit because all three of those guys then have a little something they dig. You know, Jack was really good in tight areas, tight turn, and using his feet and his speed. Matty Pro doesn't skate like Jack, but he's very quick. And Kevin is a puck mover. He can make plays in traffic, and he can see things. Matty didn't score, but the backdoor chance in the first period was a cutback by Kevin, but really what it was is his hands and his ability to find people. So we just thought if all three of them bring what they're good at, it could be a real good line.
And I know you don't like to necessarily number your lines, but if we're calling that a fourth line just for the sake of maybe where they slot in, that would be a really different fourth line than this Jets team has really ever had, right?
Right. The fourth line was almost a place where we developed players. Andrew Kopp, Adam Lowry, Brandon Tanev all kind of came in there and moved up. But on deep teams, you've got a player like Alex Steen on your fourth line. That's a pretty dominant player to have play in that hole. So I think when you get to the first 16 playoff teams, their fourth lines can do some things. They're good players on their fourth lines. The first was, whether it's fair or not, Buff liked playing with him, right? So you know that Dustin's going to play a certain number of big minutes, and he's got to have a comfort level with his partner. And he thought he could read Ben well, and so that went together. What Ben's done well in this series, but it's the development of him as a defenseman. He's defined his game, right? He's doing one or two things as hard as he can. He gets back to pucks quick. He's physical. He's strong net front. And then he's simplified his game with the puck. Doesn't try to play like Dustin in some areas. And so he's kept his game well defined.
Are you monitoring Josh Morrissey's minutes at all?
You'll go back to the playoffs last year, and you'll notice that Trouba and Morrissey's minutes actually come down because we run a slightly harder match. That's all. So he's going to match forward minutes. We've used him less on the PK, so that's going to take some minutes there. He was running power play, but Dustin was gone for half a season, so he got minutes. So his minutes have come down, not on any injury concern or anything like that. It's just role definition.